this man received a Facebook message actually from somebody who was purporting to be his friend. You know, a fake profile had been set up. They requested that he buy Amazon gift cards and to forward the codes onto him in exchange for cash. So this man was unable to buy the Amazon gift cards, but he did go on to buy Apple iTunes gift cards for the amount of €400. He sent a photo, as requested, of the codes on the gift cards to this person who had been conversing with him, as he thought it was his friend. You know, he thought it was someone he could trust. So as soon as these codes were sent to that Facebook profile, that profile was deleted, leaving this man at a monetary loss now. So it's not a new scam, you know. Gift cards scams often begin by pressurising victims into buying a gift card. Scammers trick their victims into revealing the gift card number and PIN. And then these scammers immediately redeem the gift card. They gain their confidence by pretending to be someone else, such as a government employee, a family member, or a romantic interest, or, as in this case, a friend. So a fake profile is created and contact is made. So it's an anonymous, nearly impossible, you know, this type of fraud is impossible to reverse. It gets immediate results. Fraudulent charges and credit cards can be cancelled, but gift card charges aren't. And they can't be. Mm. So paying with a gift card is like paying in cash. And once that's gone, once you've given that code over, that's gone for good.